ClassicCountry909.org and the Radio Alabama app.
Classic Country 90.9.
All things Clay Central football are here now. This is the Football Fiesta, sponsored by Catch 'Em All Sporting Goods, Heroes Painting, Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys, Young's Drugstore, Perry Land Foods, Everything Sports, and Clay and Coosa County District Attorney Joe Fickwit. Now, here are Coach Chris Herron, Coach Jerry Weems, and Rusty Taylor.
We welcome you here to Classic Country 90.9 for another installment of Football Fiesta. We're back again live from the First Bank Alabama studios as Monte Albon's making the final touches over here on Monte Albon. We keep hoping that we'll get there, and hopefully next Wednesday night, as next week will be on a Wednesday night as we're playing on Thursday night. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Chris Herron, Coach Jerry Weems, and we'll be having just to let you know, tonight's going to be a little bit different because of homecoming. They're having the homecoming parade. It's just started over at Central High School of Clay County. So we're going to give our AGL, Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week, an opportunity to be part of that parade and then make his way over with his coach, position coach JT Burns. So they'll be in the last segment. So the first segment, we're going to be looking back at last week's win over Valley. Second segment, we'll be looking at Marbury. Third segment, we'll be looking at our schedule in the 5A top 10. And in the last segment, we'll be having the AGL Player of the Week, Zion Ewell and JT Burns, in with us. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good morning. I was starting to say good morning. Yeah. Good afternoon.
You're so used to saying that.
Yeah.
So.
Good afternoon or eight. Is it evening now after six?
That's a good question. Is that afternoon? I don't know what the time is that you're supposed to make that change.
That change from afternoon to evening?
I can promise you that it's not morning, though.
No, it is not morning. You're exactly right.
I can assure you you're supposed to make that change.
I think the sunlight has something to do with it.
You do? Okay.
When it gets dark, it'll be
evening.
Evening.
Okay. That's what we'll go with, then. You the science man.
But let's look back last week at the Volunteers' big victory over the Valley Rams. And I didn't even pull out my stat sheet here, but I'll get it. The Vols dominated the game, dominated a dominating rushing performance, got in the Wildcat a whole bunch, ran the football for, I think, 395 rushing yards, threw for about 18 yards, but really dominated time of possession and plays, but had a couple turnovers and things that kind of limited them from really stretching that lead out. And Valley kept fighting and made it a game, got within a score a couple times where it finished. But Volunteers with a big win last week. Coach Weems, looking back at last week, that big region win, what's your take on that game down at Valley?
Well, you described it pretty good. When you said that we dominated for every bit of three quarters, and then we kept doing enough things to keep them within striking range, and finally late they took advantage of it, and they got within 8 points, you know, or one score, a touchdown and a two-point conversion away from tying, and had two different opportunities to do that. But we ran the ball well. We simplified offensively a little bit, going to that Wildcat package with the double sniffers on either side. And I think that was the difference in the game. We had our two best athletes getting the snap and running the football. We had plenty of blockers at where we were trying to attack. And we just kind of took over the running game. They couldn't stop us. And, you know, the passing yardage that we had, a lot of that can be attributed to we didn't need to pass. So, we didn't, because we were running the football so well. And then we did a good job taking away their offense as well. Their quarterback had been a good passer, and we saw that late in the game. He's dangerous, but we kept the football away from him by dominating the time of possession. And they just had a hard time. They kept going three and out on. I think they did that on their first three possessions, and by then we already had a 14-point lead. But you know, again, we did enough to let them stay in the game, and they took advantage of that in the fourth quarter.
And you look across the offensive line, look, that big rushing total, we had 395 yards. And you look at the five guys across the front, all those guys who were always looking to be in the blue, we were consistent across there in the blue. We had 76, our lowest grades up to an 84 out of Dewey Brown. So all those guys did a good job, you know, from tackle to tackle across there, getting some good initial push. And, of course, you throw the sniffers in there with them, and it was a ground game. And they were challenged last week. You know, the Coach Phillips and Coach Chase Horn and Coach Horn, you know, they challenged those offensive linemen. You know, guys, you guys need to control this game up front for us to be able to have good success running the football. And, you know, some of the best defense you can have is the offense has got the ball. And some time-consuming drives and keeping the ball away from what was an explosive Valley Rams offense, as we saw, obviously, in the fourth quarter. And so offense, you know, a good performance. We ran a total of 72 plays. 65 of them were runs for that 395. And so a good job across the front. And then limiting Valley in their rush game, being able to, they had 114 yards on 19 carries, but you know, they did their damage late, and it was a good sign. You know, they got it, they cut it down to a one score game, and then we responded after an onside kick that we recovered, you know, on the first play of the game, responded right back and able to push that lead back out to a two score lead again. So because of the push we got in from the front, and then those rotating those guys in that wildcat position back there, so a very good win for our Volunteers, 1-0 in region play, and that's what you wanted to be as we pulled out of Valley last Friday night.
Well, you look back at just some more stats, and those, the offensive line, obviously, the defensive and offensive line played a big role in that game. But you look back at some individual stats. Taylor Boyd rushed the ball 25 times for 204 yards. He did lose a fumble. He scored one touchdown, big run, 48-yard, was actually our pick the weekly play of the game, Coach, as we look back last week. But he also threw one interception. So he had a couple turnovers, but kind of putting him in a place that he's not accustomed to being, throwing the football, you know, kind of hindered things there. But Zion Ewell had a big night, as we mentioned, our AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week. 22 carries for 133 yards, three touchdowns, and a two-point conversion. Zy, also important, Coach. We've talked about Tyler Boyd for many years, but he come in and fills that role as a punt return man. There was one punt I remember Friday night that he might have could have come up and got, but he's been really sure-handed there and doing a good job at that punt returner too. And then playing defense, he had a tackle for a loss, a couple tackles there. So Zy contributed in all facets of the football game, and it's the reason we chose him other player of the week this week.
Well, and you know, his three scores, they weren't just plunges at the goal line. I mean, he had a 15-yard run, a 20-yard run, and then another 19-yard run. So he was getting yardage in bunches there to get those scores. And you mentioned he did let one punt go, which cost us about 20 yards. But when you look at the others that he caught, he saved us a lot more than that, and he has in other games as well. So that's a lot of hidden yardage that people really don't think a lot about. But when you really look at it and add it up, it's yardage that you save during a game.
It is. It's yardage you save, and you look back. You know, we don't – it's hard to – it's unseen yardage. But I mean, we see it, but as far as stats don't show it, but it limits the distance of those punts and really can make a big difference. And Zy's been doing a good job because Tyler Boyd had done such a good job of it for a few years and then coming in and filling that role and looking at Zy is a converted wide receiver to running back. And taking snaps last week in the Wildcats. So, you know, he's not always been known as a running back. So, obviously, multifaceted. He can do anything, and he does a lot for the Volunteers.
Well, both of those guys, Boyd and Zion, doing above and beyond what's called for, and they'll probably take on some other activities before the season ends.
Another thing I wanted to mention that I kind of missed Friday night, and I apologized on Saturday, and I apologize again here, was Luke McCollum making the freshman moving in at long snapper on punts. And, Coach, you know, one time we had to punt out of our own end zone, which it was blocked. But, honestly, the punts, I thought were the snaps were very good on Friday night for Luke's first big-time experience there. So it's good. I mean, Braden Sprayberry is obviously a talented athlete, but Braden's playing defense. Anytime you can bring somebody off the sideline in a long snap, in my opinion, it's a really good thing. It's kind of like bringing a kicker off the sideline. They're able to get some practice snaps in, get comfortable. I just think that's if you can do it, and lots of times in high school you cannot, I think it's a better thing, and that was big Friday night.
Well, and especially when you've got a snapper playing defense, you never know when he's going to injure a hand or a finger, which is easy to do, and that might affect his snap in there. So, yeah, McCollum stepped in, did a good job. He was under pressure when we were backed up, but he delivered, and, you know, they still got a piece of the punt there, and it kind of wobbled around before one of their guys picked it up and ran it in. And, you know, that they did a good job punting us down there, by the way, and then holding us and making us punt it out of the end zone.
Yeah, I remember that. We actually had a time that I kind of expected them to go for it, because the way I remember, they was around midfield, yeah, fourth and three or four, and I thought, well, they'll go for this, and I was surprised they punted the football. But give their coach credit. It was a wise move, and it played right into their hands and gave them opportunity. That's kind of where they got things moving. It was their first score. It gave them their first opportunity. Talking a little bit more about Valley before we move on and take our first break. Talking a little bit more about Valley, Coach, I could see that team. I think it's a playoff team. It'll shock me if they don't make the playoffs in 5A. And I could see that team being a host team. I could see them coming up runner-up in this area. I really could with the talent they have.
Well, absolutely. And, I've seen some film on most of the other teams in our region, and Valley is better or just as good as any of them I've seen. And they're certainly going to make a playoff run.
Well, the talent they have at quarterback, they've got talent really all over the field. They're very athletic. They do some good stuff that's hard to stop. And I was surprised. I mean, we've got a very strong defense and not selling them short. But I was surprised that we held them scoreless in the first half and really the first three quarters. That was a big feat. I didn't see us holding them after watching their offense and the points that they had been putting up. I didn't see us holding them back that much.
Well, we can attribute that to us keeping the football for big chunks of time. And, they got it. I know they went 3-and-out their first three possessions, and by then we were on into the second quarter. So, and, it, you know, they ended up just – snapping the ball 38 times offensively. So, you know, in the first half, they had probably less than 15 plays they ran.
That definitely helps and keeps the offense out there on the field. And with the offense that the Volunteers had chose to go with on Friday night, that was another thing. It made the game move along pretty fast during the first half. Second half kind of got bogged down, especially that fourth quarter. But the Volunteers coming out on top to go 1-0 in region play, and that'll bring us to tomorrow night. As we'll take a break here, but tomorrow night we'll be welcoming in the Marbury Bulldogs. The Marbury Bulldogs come in 1-0 in region play too, so it'll be two unbeaten region teams facing off tomorrow at Central High School of Clay County. When we come back, we'll be talking a little bit about Marbury right here on Football Fiesta Live on Classic Country 90.9.
Catch 'em All Sporting Goods in Ashland. Nexus Circle K offers hunting gear, fishing supplies, firearms, and ammunition. Their selection includes rods, reels, tackle, rifles, shotguns, and handguns. Hunting supplies are available for deer, turkey, and dove. Information is available on Facebook or by phone at 256-252-1001. Ketcher Mall Sporting Goods is a proud sponsor of Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
Perryland Foods is a locally owned grocery store that has been serving the Lineville community since the early 1970s. They are located in downtown Lineville and are open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information is available by calling 256-396-5663. Perryland Foods is proud to sponsor Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
For over 40 years, folks have turned to Heroes Painting for dependable quality work. Whatever needs painting, Heroes Painting will paint it, as long as it's not a car. From homes to barns, new construction or remodels, and everything else in between, Heroes Painting has you covered. Heroes Painting is available by phone at 256-276-0463. That's 256-276-0463. Heroes Painting is a proud sponsor of Football Fiesta and Heroes Hotline on Classic Country 90.9.
Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys assist clients in auto and motorcycle accidents, 18-wheeler collisions, boating accidents, wrongful death, medical malpractice, premises liability, and workplace injuries, and is known for compassionate, informed representation. Attorneys handle each case personally, not through case managers. Info is available at tfarlaw.com, tpharrlaw.com, or 256-487-6080. Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwit serving Clay and Coosa counties. Telephone and online scams targeting our citizens are on the rise. If you get a suspicious call, hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement. Never give out personal or financial information over the phone. Let's protect our citizens and stop these criminals in their tracks. Stay alert, stay safe.
District Attorney Joe Fickwood is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9, Football Fiesta Live. From the First Bank of Alabama studios, this is Rusty Taylor, Coach Chris Herring, Coach Jerry Weans. We've just recapped the Volunteers last week's big win over the Valley Rams, and now we move into homecoming with homecoming festivities going on as we speak. They got a big parade and then a dance and other things going on tonight. But as we look into tomorrow night, the Marbury Bulldogs, I'm going to give both of you guys a chance to kind of speak to them. I know you've watched them some. You guys were able to talk to their coach, Houston Powell, today. And he done a great job on the three-point stance. But, Coach Weems, just first look at the Marbury Bulldogs. What did you see and what do you expect?
Well, I have watched some film a couple of different times. And the thing that stands out to me, for 5A, their linemen are very small. But they get after it as hard as anybody. And that's the thing that stood out to me. They're very aggressive, and I really like to watch them. I like how they play. Very gritty, very gutty. And you can tell Coach Powell, he's got some confidence. And he's feeling good about the direction that he's got this Marbury football team going. And, you know, he turned around Meek. Meek went 0-10. The year before he came, and 2 years later, he had them 10-0. And, you know, I'm not saying he's going to do this at Marbury, but he is confident in what he's doing, and he spoke very highly about the character of his kids as well. So he's dealing with some good people, and they're going to be very scrappy, and they'll be a tough out for us tomorrow night.
Coach Herring, what's your take on the Marbury Bulldogs?
That's similar to Coach Weems. You know, the first thing that stood out to me was just the effort and the intensity that they play with, you know, both offensively and defensively. A couple of films, you know, you've seen them. We've seen them running some wing tee, and then last week, all of a sudden, they're running a shotgun with two backs. You know, a totally different kind of set on offense. So they've got some different tools in their toolbox to attack us with. defensively, you know, we're going to get multiple looks across the front. There's going to be the four-man front at times. There'll be the 3-4 look on the front there. They'll be in the 4-3. They get a little 5-1 here and there at times. That you get close to the goal line, they'll jump in their 6-2 look, and they're going to get they look to do a lot of penetrating. The down guys, you can get a lot of twist somewhere almost every play. You know, they're because of their size disadvantage that they, as Coach Williams mentioned, you know, they're not going to sit there and just play you straight up. They're looking to penetrate, get into the backfield, cause some disruptions there. So our offensive line is going to have to, it's going to be important that we step down, we seal things down, and don't allow that penetration to give our offense a chance to get going. Defense, you know, offensively, like I said, it was, you know, it's the we've seen wing T, we've seen two back gun, so we, you know, we've had to prepare for both this week, and we may get a little dose to both of them. You know, they're heavy on the run. It's a power game, some power G's, guards pulling, that kind of thing. A lot, some leads, the old cross buck action out of the two back shotgun. You know, just some standard sweeps, that kind of thing, and some traps. A lot, some pulling stuff in there. So you know. Just a gritty, hard-nosed play with high intensity and a high-energy level bunch that has been fun to watch on film, and looking forward to seeing them in action tomorrow night.
Well, I tell you, and I don't, and I'm trying to say this and make sure that it's not meant and people hear it as disrespectful, what I'm going to say. But when I watch them, I go back to our Lineville and Clay County days, and a team like a Fife or a small – They're not huge,
right,
but they do the stuff they do really well, and they play with an outstanding amount of effort.
Yes,
I mean I can, and when I say that I'm trying to protect because they are smaller, but they and they look a little bit not like your normal 5A team is what I'm trying to say, but they don't do normal 5A stuff, which presents challenges to normal 5A teams because you're not used to defending the wing T and really the split back two back gun there with a because it's a lot of the same offense even out of that because they're still able to run a lot of the same plays. Mm-hmm. As almost like those are the wing back and the quarterback is the back.
Right.
It's a lot of the same plays. It just adds a blocker in a sense to from the wing tee. So, I mean, it presents its own challenges, but the thing that I see, especially defense, I remember, you know, how we've always coached defense and the things you see. And back in the day, you know, our femur would always Bobby Pettis was our cameraman, and I know that Josh Nelson over here and still is today. You know, he would zoom in pretty tight there when the play was being made and finished off. And one of the big things that Coach Giddens and everybody coached us on was if you're on defense, I want to see you in that shot when mm-hmm. the play is being made. And I believe a lot of the times when you watch the Marbury Bulldogs, when the tackle's made, all 11 players are in that shot. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And they fly to the football that way. Great they don't effort. Give up. Yep. They just give a lot
ball.
Of effort.
Getting so. To the football.
Y'all talking about the stuff they run offensively and – You know, that's why the wing T, that's the purpose of it. When you're not as big or not as good on the front, you can pull people and get other blockers there. You can miss direction and cut mm-hmm. down on the aggressiveness of the defense. Mm-hmm. The wing T is made to order for them.
Well, and it requires a defense to really read their keys and stick to them. If you get in La La Land and trying to watch flow or something, then you'll get caught up in a mess if you're not reading guards or reading your keys, because there's a lot of pulling and there's a lot of misdirection. There's almost always misdirection in the wing tee. And one thing you do, and of course, we ran the wing tee my senior year, and it's probably because we wasn't any good, and I was one of those linemen. But I was one that what they call the quick tackle. We swapped sides, so I was pulling a whole lot. But they use their athleticism because they're undersized to move those guys, get running starts, get angles on their blocking where they're not having to move a whole lot of people straight up.
Right.
You know, they're getting angles and they're getting in position, and they do a good job with it. You know, we just don't – it's something – I said that because it's something we don't – we used to see a good bit, this type of ball being played, but we really don't see it much anymore. And honestly, I enjoyed watching them doing it. I hope I don't enjoy watching them doing it tomorrow night. I won't if they do it well tomorrow night. But I think the way we coach defense here at Central and the way we've got really smart linebackers that read their keys and do things the right way. And if linemen read their, read their guy, if we do our things like we're coached, then that wing tee will play right into our hands.
Exactly. And, you know, they've got a young man also, Cason Chapman, quarterback. He's only 5'9", but he does a good job executing what they want to do.
Yeah, they're not wanting to throw it around a whole lot, but they will catch you sleeping like that offense does, and throw something at you real quick. And
well, it makes you defensively. You have to be disciplined in your defensively. You got to read your key and trust what your key tells you to do.
And I think that'd be one of our strengths, I think.
And not get caught up in all the motions and the false pulls and all that, you know, everything going on. Your key, if you'll read it and be disciplined up every play, it's going to put you in the position to make the play. And that's hard to do for a whole game. I mean, that's just, it's hard for anybody to do.
They catch you one time out of position.
Yeah, one time, and then they'll bust you. That's right.
And whatever that is, however, there's a couple of ways to defend it and read it from different positions, but it's key that that everybody's on the same page. So it'll present its challenge. One thing we've got to realize, this Marbury team won their first region game, and I don't know when, off of a normal playoff opponent in Beauregard,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to be coming in to Volunteer Stadium with a lot of energy and ready to play. And they had a tremendous amount of energy at home last week. So I think they're going to bring that here to Volunteer Stadium tomorrow night. And I hope we don't get caught up in the homecoming stuff and we're ready to play football. I mean, if we are, I think we're fine. But because I know our coaches have done a good job of coaching our guys to do the right thing. But if you get caught up tomorrow night, I mean, they're a hot team right now, an excited team.
And then another staple of the wing tee, I hadn't seen this a whole lot, but the waggle pass where you've got misdirection and bootleg action and people coming across the formation. And, you know, we've had a tendency to give up a big pass play here and there, and that waggle pass can be a big pass play.
Well, you got the wing backs, it's and you're tied in. You just got a lot of options there that people can easily slip out and go uncovered.
And they're coming from the opposite side of the flow.
Of the flow, that's right. Where your eyes, if you're watching flow, you'll never notice it. You'll be come up and they'll be behind you and you can't recover. So it'll be key to read our keys tomorrow night and for the Volunteers to look to go to 2-0 and really get a heads up in region play. I mean, it's hard to say that this early, but it would be. If you move to 2-0 tomorrow night, you really do have a heads up in the region for sure. I mean, you've got right now the Volunteers in Marbury and hopeful are the three teams 1-0, and then you got two teams 0-1, Sylacauga and Valley. And we're already said we're expecting Valley to be a playoff team. And, so Sylacauga, Valley with 0-1, and then Beauregard 0-1, and then you've got Elmore County, which is yet to play area game with that 7-team region. Somebody's the odd man out each week. Who is it tomorrow night that's not playing in region play? We've got it right here. We'll look at it when we come back. We'll take another break. We'll come back with that segment. We'll look at our schedule, how they fared, and who they'll play this week, and then also the 5A top 10 right here on Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
Everything Sports in Woodland serves teams, schools, individuals, and businesses with custom gear and promotional items, including team uniforms, hats, t-shirts, banners, plaques, and business cards. Located at 1143 County Road 58 in Woodland, Everything Sports can be reached at 256-357-0336 and on Facebook. Everything Sports is proud to support Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
At Young's Drugstore, we're more than just a pharmacy. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your first call when it matters most. Young's Drugstore has been serving your family with hometown care for generations. With two locations to serve you in Randolph County, Young's Drugstore and General Store is located on Highway 48 in Woodland. The phone number is 256-449-2372. And serving Clay County at the Lineville location on Highway 9, the phone number is 256-396-5632. Proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.
90.9.
For over 40 years, folks have turned to Heroes Painting for dependable quality work. Whatever needs painting, Heroes Painting will paint it, as long as it's not a car. From homes to barns, new construction or remodels, and everything else in between, Heroes Painting has you covered. Heroes Painting is available by phone at 256-276-0463. That's 256-276-0463. Heroes Painting is a proud sponsor of Football Fiesta and Heroes Hotline on Classic Country 90.9.
Catch 'em All Sporting Goods in Ashland. Nexus Circle K offers hunting gear, fishing supplies, firearms, and ammunition. Their selection includes rods, reels, tackle, rifles, shotguns, and handguns. Hunting supplies are available for deer, turkey, and dove. Information is available on Facebook or by phone at 256-252-1001. Catch 'em All Sporting Goods is a proud sponsor of Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. This is Rusty Taylor. Coach Jerry Weems, as Coach Herron has stepped out with some other commitments, he'll probably be back in a few minutes. As Bone peeps in, Bone's always around. Bone, you can jump in. You can jump in, put on a headset if you want to.
I need his sunglasses. His glasses.
Well, if I knew where they were at, I could give them to you.
What you hunting?
Herron's glasses.
I don't see him, Bone.
I'll be back in a minute.
He's disturbing our show, Coach.
He is.
I mean, what is priority here?
But we're back.
We're back here on Classic Country 90.9, and we've already had our segment. We're waiting on Zion Newell to and JT Burns to come in, our AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week. And we'll have him in just a little bit in the last segment since it's homecoming week. We've already looked at the Volunteers' win over Valley, and we've also looked at Marbury, our opponent, tomorrow night. So right now, we're going to move in to our schedule and how they fared last week and then who they'll be competing against tomorrow night. First of all, we'll look at week one, Hanley. Hanley picked up a big region win last week at Cleburne County, 36-10, and they will be hosting St. James this week. Will the Hanley Tigers. Ben Russell, they're 2-1, 1-0 in region play after they defeated Calera 42-13 in dominant fashion, and they'll be traveling down to Chilton County. Not too bad of a ride there for Benjamin Russell on tomorrow night. Valley, obviously they played our Volunteers. They're 2-1, 0-1 in region. They fell to the Volunteers 29-21 last week, and they're open. Licking those wounds this week a little bit, Coach, to get prepared to fight forward there in region play. Yeah. Marbury last week hosted Beauregard. Big win, 16-14 over Beauregard. Marbury 1-2, 1-0 in region play, and they'll obviously be coming to Volunteer Stadium tomorrow night to take on the Volunteers in a big region matchup for homecoming here at Volunteer Stadium. You want to make your plans to be there, but if you can't, remember that our pregame show comes on at 6, kickoff at 7, and we'll go through things as done and then have a little drugstore scoreboard show afterwards. So just stick around and spend the night with us if you can't. And if you're traveling back and forth, catch us on the way and on the way back home. We'd love to see you over at the stadium tomorrow night. Expecting a huge crowd on a beautiful night. Scottsboro was at Boaz, and they defeated Boaz 41-7. They'll play Douglas. They'll be hosting Douglas tomorrow night. Elmore County, they're 2-1, and Scottsboro, by the way, is 2-1, 1-0 in region play. Elmore County is at 2-1. They've yet to play a region game. They defeated Carroll last week, 36-20, and they will be at Hopeful tomorrow night, Coach. You and Bone, that'll be a very important game tomorrow night in region play to keep up with. I think that one could have a really huge outcome in the playoff situation.
Well, no question. Hopeful already 1-0 in the region, and Elmore County will be playing their first region game, And, you know, those two schools are kind of rivals as well, down there pretty close to each other. So that's an interesting opener for Elmore County and the region play.
Yeah, as they, and that will be at Hopeful. Bone, you know the area down there. That'll be an interesting game, a very important game to follow tomorrow night.
Yes, indeed it will. You know, actually, my sister, my half sister, she teaches at Hopeful. So yeah, been following up. So hadn't heard much about their football program.
She'll be pulling for Hopeful when we play.
Heard more about my niece playing volleyball than football this year, but
I understand.
Ought to be an interesting take with that.
You know, they're a regular playoff team, a team we faced in the playoffs before.
Absolutely.
When they were not in our region, so that one will be interesting. Hopeful, we've been talking about them. They're 2-1, 1-0 in region. They had a big win last week at Sylacauga, 34-31. And we just mentioned they'll be hosting Elmore County tomorrow night.
And frankly, I was surprised that Hopeful defeated Sylacauga last week.
I was too. I mean, that was surprising.
I don't think anybody saw that one coming.
Beauregard, this is another surprise, Coach. Beauregard is 0-3. That, if you told me Beauregard would be 0-3 right now, they have played a tough schedule, but Marbury picked up a big win. They've lost to Anniston and also lost to who did they lose to week one? Wetumpka. They lost to Wetumpka week one, then they lost to Anniston, and then falling to Marbury this past week, 16-14, and Beauregard will be hosting Sylacauga. So, I mean, some interesting games to be played tomorrow night for sure. Jeremy and them will be up, I guess. If they hadn't, you know, they told us they was doing some work. I guess Jeremy Law and our buddies there might be up in those visitor stands tomorrow night, because I think that's where I saw the Wetumpka crew at.
Really?
Still back in those visitor stands.
Oh, yeah, we know those spot. We know that spot well, don't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know it real well. A few years ago, I fell down those bleachers. Coach Wings remembers that. And they're straight up and straight down.
They are. I remember those, too.
Wonder.
But it's a good vantage point.
It really is. No, and you're right there with your crowd. I don't mind it unless it was raining, and thank goodness it hadn't rained. Coach, you'll remember, a few years ago, we were on the home side in a press box with a window about the size of that computer screen, felt like. So I think that's a better opportunity to be out in the stands than even where we were at back in that time. Pell City is 2-1. They fell big to Clay Chalkville to go 0-1 in region play. 52-9, they'll be hosting Mountain Brook. But that was you know, it's not surprising that Clay Chalkville defeated Pell City, but the way Pell City had been playing, I'm shocked they defeated them that way. Did that kind of shock you, Coach?
Well, Clay Chalkville, aren't they 7A?
No, they're 6A. They're 6A. In the same region together.
Okay. Well, I think Clay Chalkville's probably the favorite in that particular region. But, Pell City probably had some turnovers that let that game get away.
Well, Coach, why don't you run through the 5A top 10 and do the same thing of who they played? And there's some changes in that 5A top 10 this week.
Well, we had a little movement going on. We had one team drop out, Catholic, and we had a new team move in, Northside, and some shuffling around with the others. But the top three, I think, stayed the same. Number one in 5A is Vigor, and they'll be playing UMS Wright tomorrow night. The number two team, Moody, they'll be playing St. Clair County, who was open last week. The number three team, Williamson, they'll play Citronelle. And so the top three teams, Vigor and Williamson, from down in Mobile in the same region. The number four team from North Alabama is Fairview, and they've moved up due to Catholic dropping out. And Fairview will play Ardmore tomorrow night. The number five team in 5A is Gunnersville, and they'll be playing a region game against Sardis in their game tomorrow night. And then the number six team is Leeds, and they'll be playing Lincoln, a big rival over in that area, Leeds and Lincoln tomorrow night. Clay Central checks in at number seven this week, And, of course, we'll play Marbury tomorrow night in a homecoming game. Number eight is Corner. And they have a tough assignment tomorrow night playing Ramsey. I think Ramsey is 0-3, but we know the talent that they have. And then number nine, and we've already mentioned them, St. Clair County. They moved up from number 10 last week. They were off, and they'll be playing Moody tomorrow night. And then number 10, Northside from Northport over near Tuscaloosa. They'll be playing Selma. And then six other schools in 5A receive votes. Catholic High School, Scottsboro, Andalusia, Priceville, UMS Wright, and Eufaula. All those received some votes. And then, Rusty, right quick, looking at the number one team in the other classes. In 7A, you've got Central of Phoenix City. 6A is Parker. 4A, Jackson. 3A is Mars Hill Bible. 2A, Tuscaloosa Academy. And 1A, it's still the Wadley Bulldogs. So that's a look at the top 10 in 5A and the number one team in the other classes.
One thing we'll mention to you, Wadley, you might, if you have not heard, Donahoe ended up, strangely enough, canceling that region game early in the week and decided not to play that. So that's a strange. Just looking at some of the games of interest that I think could be really game. I'm interested to see that Fayetteville-Winterboro, how that game comes out tomorrow. Fayetteville, you know, jumped out on Wadley last week, 21-0. That was true. I found out, but, you know, Wadley come back and scored 50-something points in the second quarter of that
game.
And
I think that was a record, 56 points in one quarter.
If it's not, it should be. My goodness gracious. Anniston and Alexandria, Coach, kind of a close-by rival there. That's an interesting game to follow, just looking at the score sheet from tomorrow night. And I'm looking down. Cleburne County and Talladega, I think that could be an interesting
That game is tonight, by the way.
Oh, it is tonight. So, is that at Talladega?
It's at Talladega.
Yeah, at Talladega, this Cleburne County. Our junior high team went over there to Talladega this week and picked up a big win, too, by the way. Congratulations to them. I will say, before we take this break, our good friend and partner, Jeremy Character, he's on patrol over there at the homecoming parade as it's just wrapped up. And he said a lot of candy thrown and picked up. So I think he's trying to say, if y'all two want to go through there and do some cleanup, you probably can find some work. It might be worth your while.
Where's it at?
Well, I mean, it's all around the school.
Oh, the school. Okay. I got you.
All the way around the school is they've got it thrown around there. So you can –
he's over and get you some sweet tarts.
Rick and Jeremy's hooking us up. Maybe he's bagging us up some.
I hope he's listening.
What's Jeremy doing?
Well, he's listening. He's been texting me.
Is he in the Radio Alabama vehicle?
Well, he should be, shouldn't he?
Yeah.
He's representing what he better be doing. Yeah. And I'm getting texts running wild here. Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah, that is bad news, Tommy. I expected that. Kind of an inside joke. We won't let the cat out of the bag here on Football Fiesta, but I figured that was going to be the case tomorrow night. So it normally is, and I'll share with y'all when we get off there. But we're going to take our last break. We're going to get Zion Ewell and also JT Burns, his position coach, in here. Heathbone's going to help round them up. We got them two places to get tuned in here and get set up, and we'll come back with that segment of the AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week, presented by Awards to Remember, right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Perryland Foods is a locally owned grocery store that has been serving the Lineville community since the early 1970s. They are located in downtown Lineville and are open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information is available by calling 256-396-5663. Perryland Foods is proud to sponsor Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys handles a range of serious injury cases, including auto accidents, 18-wheeler crashes, motorcycle and boating accidents, wrongful death, premises liability, and workplace injuries. Their attorneys provide direct legal support throughout each case. Known for professionalism and client-centered service, the firm emphasizes trust and communication. Info is at tpharlaw.com, tpharlaw.com, or 256-487-6080. Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwit serving Clay and Coosa counties. Telephone and online scams targeting our citizens are on the rise. If you get a suspicious call, hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement. Never give out personal or financial information over the phone. Let's protect our citizens and stop these criminals in their tracks. Stay alert, stay safe.
District Attorney Joe Fickwood is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Everything Sports in Woodland serves teams, schools, individuals, and businesses with custom gear and promotional items, including team uniforms, hats, t-shirts, banners, plaques, and business cards. Located at 1143 County Road 58 in Woodland, Everything Sports can be reached at 256-357-0336 and on Facebook. Everything Sports is proud to support Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
At Young's Drugstore, we're more than just a pharmacy. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your first call when it matters most. Young's Drugstore has been serving your family with hometown care for generations. With two locations to serve you in Randolph County, Young's Drugstore and General Store is located on Highway 48 in Woodland. The phone number is 256-449-2372. And serving Clay County at the Lineville location on Highway 9, the phone number is 256-396-5632. Proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. This is Football Fiesta live from First Bank of Alabama Studios. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herron over there doing a little something else tonight, a little something special. We got Coach JT Burns, the running backs coach, in here with us tonight, and also the AGL, Solid Waste Authority, Player of the Week, Zion Newell. Congratulations, Zion. Good to have you on here.
Thank you.
And don't be shy now. You just, you're not a shy dude, so he'll be all right. So, but looking back at last week, a big win against Valley. Zion, We talked about it earlier, and you probably wasn't able to hear it. We talked about you a good bit. See, I didn't pull your stats up exactly. I did earlier, but you had three touchdowns. I think you rushed for like 133 yards, something like that, a two-point play. He's also our punt return guy. He also threw a pass for like 17 yards, completed one-for-one pass, and that's pretty good. And on the quarterback side there, out of the Wildcat look, he's also plays defensive back. He had a tackle for a loss and another solo tackle. So a big night for you, Zai. And one of the things that kind of goes unnoticed sometimes, and I know Coach Burns notices this, is those punt returns and being sure-handed catching the football. And you've kind of made the transition over from a wide receiver to running back. You kind of do both. So you just kind of do whatever's asked of you. Is that what you do? Because you're doing a lot.
Yes, sir.
Do you know how many snaps you played? Did they count your snaps? I heard what Amari played, but you had to play a lot too.
He was probably close to Amari, but yeah, not quite as many.
Well, obviously getting the right. What Coach Burns talking about Zai and him? I mean, does he come to running back group work all the time, or is he kind of traded back and forth with the wide receivers?
He goes back and forth, which lately, since some of our injuries and everything, he comes more often than usual. But he goes back and forth. He does a good job with that because he's still got to play receiver, getting some running back work. And he's been very good because he's willing to do whatever you need him to do. And that's, you know, you can't ask more of somebody than that.
Zy's been around the program all the way, played all the way through his years there through junior high. I was able to coach him a little bit there. And Coach Weems mentioned earlier, now these touchdown runs, lots of times when you hear somebody has three touchdowns, you know, they're getting the handoff from the two or something. He had three real touchdown runs, what they were all of.
Yeah, they weren't plunges, you know, from inside the one. They 15, 20, and 19, I think they were. So he picked up a lot of rushing yardage on those three scores.
Inside the tackle, running hard. He's a physical runner, not to be the biggest guy out there, but he runs a lot of physicality, which is good to see, and somebody to spill Taylor, you know, in that role. You got multiple guys to spill him, but Zion's kind of stepped up in that role. And playing that Wildcat, you know, that direct snap, you're really needing a third back, and he's kind of been that guy.
Yeah, he's done a great job, you know, with what we've had to do last week and everything. You got to have multiple backs. And we've kind of – we knew we were going to have to rotate backs, you know, to start the year, and, you know, it's been that way since. But he does a great job. One of the things about Zy is he's got really good vision, which helps him a lot. Like you said, physical. Last week you could see it. I mean, he's just hard to tackle at times, you know, kind of gets in there and wiggles around a little bit, and then he's out of there. So, but he's done a great job for us. Very proud of him.
Well, I know Zy, just looking back at last week's big win, I know you're focused on tomorrow night and the big game against Marbury for homecoming, but looking back at last week, did you see you having that type of performance? I mean, I know you guys kind of changed and focused on what you were going to do. Did you expect to get that many carries, or just how did things work out for you on Friday night?
I knew that when Taylor got tired of me, you know, I was going to have to be the person to step up and get in there and run the ball. But, you know,
You didn't expect – you really didn't think about it. You're just there to – when they say when Coach Burns calls down, I guess you get the call down. Who decides? Because you're up in the booth.
Yeah.
And you're position coach. Who decides the substitution process?
So we all work together. You know, last week is not so much like a normal week because we knew going in we'd have to rotate them. So, you know, Coach Chase Horn and Pooh and those guys, they sub some of them in, and if I see something, you know, I can let them know and just kind of work together on it.
Well, Zy, some very impressive runs last week. We talked about you being a good defender. Going back to Benjamin Russell, there was not a ton of bright spots, honestly, in that game, and we don't want to talk a whole lot about it. But one of those bright spots, I think, was Zy on defense. Lots of times he was covering Morgan, and Morgan didn't do anything. Yep. So, I mean, that was an impressive feat, I thought, that night. So you showed that you can be a lockdown type corner when needed to. So, because we're going to play some more good receivers in the future, and knowing that Zy is capable of guarding the best receiver in the state, he's proved that. So I think that's big. Coach Weems, talk a little bit more about
Zy. I wanted to ask Coach Burns last week in practice group work. Mm-hmm. You had your running backs.
Yes, sir.
But did y'all do a combination drills with the sniffer backs? Or?
Yeah, so we did. It's kind of individuals has changed a little bit too, you know, the past couple of weeks with what we're doing. But we still do our fundamentals, footwork, ball security, which obviously need to keep doing.
The fundamentals never change, but but when you combine for different blocking schemes, I guess a little bit.
The sniffer backs, it was a big deal with them, you know, just changing like that, kind of on the fly. You know, we had to talk with them about their job, and they had to learn it too pretty quickly. But they did a good job with that, you know, and they're doing good still. So we did. We had to adjust, you know, kind of on the run, but that's just part of it.
Zy, obviously you didn't have any problems adapting. Did you enjoy what y'all did last week?
I did indeed.
Well, you certainly did a good job, and maybe there'll be some more of that on tap for this game.
Do you prefer to be in the backfield at running back or wide receiver on offense?
You know, me being a person that I am, and I don't. Wherever you put me at, you know, that's the position that I'm going to play.
Coach, I remember Zy in junior high, mm-hmm. and I've reminded him of this before, and I think he remembers, but when we had him, I mean, obviously a super athletic young man just like he is now. But he was struggling to catch the football, and he just told us, don't throw it to me. I can't catch it. Do you remember that back in junior high? But he never says that anymore. He's got very good hands. Very
now.
Good hands, and I think that was a lot mental. And when you're a seventh and eighth grader, it's a different mindset. Yes. But I remember – that's one of the things I remember about Zy. Like, I'll play, do whatever you want to, just don't throw it to me.
Oh, he'll tell you.
the
thing about Zy is he's going to compete. You know, when the lights come on, he plays hard. You know, he competes. He's a gamer. You know, like he said, wherever he's needed, he's willing to go. He likes being on that field and getting after it. So,
well, and he's came open. We go back to Benjamin Russell. That was another thing. You know, he got open a couple of times. We were just unable to get him the football at wide receiver. I mean, he had steps on those guys down at Benjamin Russell, which would have been touchdowns. Could we have put the football to him?
And you've already mentioned this, but he's shown how fearless he is back there receiving those punts. You know, he saved a lot of hidden yardage by fielding the punts. Of course, you did let one get away last week. But it was a short.
It was a difficult one.
Yeah, it was kind of in no man's land.
You didn't miss it. You just made and those are tough decisions. But it shows you the coaching staff trusting you in that position. There was a couple times last week the punter hit a high punt and Zy circled by defenders. And he catches it like it's nothing.
Yep.
And that's what you got to have in that spot. So
absolutely.
And so Zy's an important player for this volunteer team all the way around, whether it be on special teams, offense, or defense. Coach Burns, as we get low on time a little bit, but I wanted to give you a chance to talk about your running back room, the group you have this season.
Yeah, so, you know, we got Zy and Taylor, and you saw a lot of those two last week. With what we're doing, and they do a great job. You know, two seniors. We've got Dalen Houston, which is a junior, and he's played a lot this year. And Amari Ward, those four, they do a good job. They, you know, we told them going in that they were going to have to rotate a lot this year. That's just, you know, the boat we're in a little bit. But they're very unselfish. You know, they do a good job blocking. And, you know, that's a big deal also. But they're a joy to coach, and like I said, out of the four I mentioned, three are seniors. Not a lot of snaps played at running back till this year, but they're adjusting really well.
Yeah, they've been players and important players in other positions for a few years. Was I for your performance last week, September the 5th, 2025, in the Clay Central's 29-21 victory over Valley to go to 1-0 in region play, Zion Newell is presented the AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week, and this is presented by Awards to Remember. Congratulations, Zy.
Thank you.
Zy, just real quick, as we get ready to wrap this thing up, you got anybody you want to thank? Or I mean, obviously, I'm not trying to lean you towards talking about the offensive line and those sniffer backs, but they were blowing some holes for you last week.
Yeah, you know, it's always going to be a shout-out to them, because without them up there, I mean, what can you do?
Yeah, those guys were making some holes the other night, but you were finding them, hitting up in there, and making a difference running the football as well on defense. We're proud of you, and it's an honor to be able to present you with that award. Coach Wings, we get ready to close out here. We're down to about a minute. You got anything as we get ready to close?
Well, you know, we've seen one back formation, two and three. Any other surprises coming up?
Never know.
Good luck to you guys tomorrow night.
Thank you, Coach.
Another big region game.
Yes, sir.
Coming off a big win themselves, beating Beauregard.
We're excited about it. You can catch the pregame show at 6 o'clock tomorrow night on Classic Country 90.9. Also on the streaming on Facebook or YouTube. You can join us or find us however you usually find us. We hope you'll make your way over to the field. Kickoff at 7. And then we'll move into the post-game show when that's all done. We appreciate you joining us here tonight on Classic Country 90.9 for another installment of Football Fiesta. Remember, next week's Football Fiesta will be on Wednesday night, because we play on Thursday night down in Sylacauga. So keep that in mind next week, Wednesday night at 6, right here on Classic Country 90.9. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, God bless and go Vols.